When you take a look at the current generation of adjuvant trials that are out there, what are some of the research questions that you think are going to have the greatest, you know, sort of payback over the next 5 or 10 years?
I think the greatest payback is going to be in the biology. You know, we're incrementally taking these little steps with chemotherapy, and I think maybe that's one of the lessons of the overview. Did taxanes revolutionize things? Well, you know, if you looked at Time Magazine and Newsweek in 1995, the answer would be, oh, yes. But the answer has been, it's been another 20% step. And that's great, but you can take an awful lot of 20% steps before you get anywhere big. There's lots of information now suggesting that we may be able to move really beyond that. The thing that I'm waiting for that I think is now only 6 months to a year away is that there have been trials looking at topoisomerase. And now there are three big trials looking at topoisomerase and whether or not they predict benefit of anthracyclines. They don't totally agree with one another. One of them didn't find a significant predictive effect. There is an ongoing meta-analysis of those trials. They include 5,000 patients. That meta-analysis, which actually hasn't been formally done yet, and isn't being done within the context of the overview, it's being done by the three separate groups of trialists, that actually is going to be, I think, potentially earth-shaking, because two of the topoisomerase studies were very positive and looked very convincing. So I think we're going to be able to tell better which regimens might work in which patients. And of course, there's the Oncotype DX test. I think the other shoe to fall for that test, which may actually further increase its popularity, is the fact that right now we only have the predictive ability of that test for CMF-like regimens given together with tamoxifen, which of course nobody's giving CMF concurrently with tamoxifen. And in terms of adjuvant information about, say, whether or not anthracycline-based regimens, it predicts for the benefit of those regimens, we don't have any information from those about Oncotype DX. But that analysis is being done, as I understand it, and should be presented soon. And should it be predictive for the benefit of those regimens, then I think that test will even be more broadly applied to who should and should not get adjuvant chemotherapy.
Roughly what fraction of breast cancer patients are topo II positive?
As I remember it, it's somewhere around 20%. It's somewhat similar number to the number for HER2. And that could mean that for those patients, the effectiveness of anthracyclines is truly spectacularly good.
And conversely, theoretically, if there's not much or any effect in the topo II negative patients, it would bring up the issue of a non-anthracycline regimen. If that happens, what type of regimen do you think people are going to turn to, and what are you going to turn to? We've seen interesting results of the TC, docetaxel cyclophosphamide regimen that Steve Jones reported. What kind of non-anthracycline regimens do you think people would think about?
Well, I think that those are the kind of regimens that people are going to think about. You know, there are other regimens. For instance, there's also the Taxol carboplatin regimen that was used in the BCRG study. There's continued interest in the effectiveness of 5-FU and the drugs of that general class. So I think that if it should turn out that we can predict who benefits from anthracyclines, and some people don't, there are a number of other agents that could work. This, I think, also will help direct patients toward new agents as well.